I'm here with Daryl Higgins. He's the department chair of the Home and Family Department. Thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely.
So I wonder if you could just tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I have been up here in Rexburg for a little over 5 years. My wife and I are originally from Arizona. She grew up in Mesa. I grew up in Gilbert. And we spent the last 10 years down there. I taught at Glendale Community College and worked for for LDS Family Services. So I've worked full time with them for about 5 years, doing therapy and working with adoptive couples and things like that.
Do you mostly do like family or marriage counseling?
Yeah, probably most of my therapy has been with couples because my specialty is marriage and family therapy specifically. So yeah, working with relationships.
Mm-hmm. So the title of your talk is The Gift of Pain. That's an interesting title, mm-hmm. Interesting topic. What led you to this?
You know, I think that what led me to this is I thought a lot about pain and distress and trials, not only through my own personal experiences in life, just the regular trials of life, but I taught a class, one of our classes in the Marriage and Family Studies program is called Stress and Coping, so family stress and coping. And so it's basically about crisis and pain and suffering, and so it's one of those classes you think, well, that's terrible, you know, I'm going to learn about stress and awful things throughout the semester, and really I wanted to frame the whole class in the idea that there's something good that comes from pain.
So what are some of those good things that come from pain?
So pain is really interesting. You know, I can just speak for myself. In my own life, I don't like feeling pain. I don't like to be in pain. I don't think most people do. And we typically run from it. You know, I just quickly want that pain solved, whatever it is. If I have a headache, I'm taking an aspirin or I'm taking Tylenol. I want to make sure that pain's gone. Or if I'm hurting, I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to the dentist. Whatever I think is going to solve that pain. And a lot of times I think we don't take a moment to wonder about the pains that we feel. I think physical pain, it's a lot of times we know why that's happening. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have physical pain and even the physicians don't know what's going on. But especially with mental pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, I think that's a lot of different kind of pain that we don't think about. And I think it could be very helpful to take a moment to think about why we're having that pain.
In your devotional, you talk, you list several things that can cause some of these pains. And one that I picked up, well, there's a couple of them that I wanted to kind of mm-hmm. talk about. Something that I feel like college students especially suffer from a lot is like pain of rejection, you know? So I wondered if you have any thoughts on that or advice for people going through that.
I think that's a great question because, you know, we can look at our love relationships like, you know, a series of painful events, one after another, and trauma. But really, you know, I think we have to come to a point where we realize that until we get married, someone's getting their heart broken. It's either you or the other person. And that's okay. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean that there's failure. It means that you've learned something from that. You've learned that, okay, the two of us aren't a good match, and learning from that. And okay, so how can I do it better next time? Or why was that a bad match? And I think that's great. I think it'd be much better to make that realization before marriage than after.
Right.
You know, so I actually think it's a great thing. You know, it's hard. It's difficult to go through that heartbreak. And truly, there's nothing like it. That rejection is, you know, on one hand, I'd say don't take it personally. On the other hand, it's absolutely personal. They're rejecting you as a person. And so it's very painful. But I think learning from that and in a way not taking it personal, meaning learning from it and saying, okay, what can I learn from this experience? You know, you may learn this is the kind of person I shouldn't be with, or this kind of person is a great person. They're not a great match for my personality. That's okay. That actually helps you fine tune even more the kind of person you should be with.
Right. So just changing your mindset.
Yeah, changing your mindset. And realizing, and I don't say that in a jaded way, that to, you know, just, well, someone's getting their heart broken. You know, I don't mean it like that, because it's hard. It's hard. We know how hard that is. All of us have experienced true rejection and deep rejection. And those are painful. And there's some healing that needs to happen from that. But knowing that that's okay, it's part of the process. It's sort of a necessary pain to find a relationship and create a relationship that's really going to be a great blessing to you and your spouse.
Right. And, you know, you're in a unique position where you do talk to couples a lot and help them through some of these things. So what are some pains that, like, couples go through that they could maybe change their mindsets on that would help them?
You know, I think as you look at marriage overall, it is such an amazing blessing to us to have the ability to get married. Our spouse can be just an amazing friend. They can be our cheerleader. They can help us go through so many things. The other function, though, of that spouse is they're probably the one person who can really call you on your issues and in a loving way and create the most growth for you. And I think that's part of the plan, is to find someone that loves you enough to chasten you, so to speak. And those are hard conversations. And so I think seeing that that's okay, getting out of the idea of Hollywood relationships, you know, what's portrayed on TV, what's portrayed on film. And I think in some, there's been some TV shows and movies that portray more accurate relationships, but then there's a lot that just don't, you know, they're very shallow and there's really not a lot of meat to it. Because really our relationships are so absolutely rewarding and also very painful. They're one of the most painful things we'll experience in our lives. And again, I think that's part of God's plan, not to cause us pain, but that pain is necessary. I guess I would say those mistakes are necessary to really grow, to really choose to be perfect eventually, that we go, no, I've done the other way and that didn't work very well. And I want to do this better because I don't want to hurt my spouse, or I don't want, you know, my spouse to hurt me, or, you know, we want to do better. And I think that's a great way. Marriage is, I think, the best way, the most optimum way to become a better person.
Right. So kind of touching on, like, calling people out, but more in a spiritual sense.
Sure.
Like how you talk about in your devotional. Sometimes people can have the pain from learning a lesson when Heavenly Father wants to teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, because I've wondered this in my own life, like, how do you know when it's like a pain from, like, maybe learning a lesson, or pain from maybe when you've done something wrong or someone else has wronged you?
That is such a great question. I think that God doesn't waste anything. So I think there's a lot of experiences that we have that are actually due to either our own mistakes or due to someone else, their choice, or even a natural part of life, like being sick, getting sick, dealing with mental health issues. All those are just natural part of life. I don't think that in a lot of ways God doesn't send those things to us. I think a lot of times we attribute that to God, to say, oh, well, you know, God must be teaching me a lesson. What is it? You know, or we get sick. Well, I must have sinned. You know, it's like, I think that's false. I think that can be true. But I think most of the time it's not. That's just my personal opinion. But I think that it's helpful to take a moment and to ponder about what's going on in those kind of moments. Elder Uchtdorf gave a great talk, or then President Uchtdorf gave a great talk on when life gets really hard and challenging. A lot of times we try and just speed up. It's so busy, we try and just blast through it. He says, slow down. There's an optimum speed to hit that turbulence, so to speak. And I think that's great counsel, to slow down and consider what is it that I can learn from this experience? How can this make me a better person?
So that's kind of like what you posted on your discussion board, like asking people, when has been a time that you've had, you know, experienced pain, and what have you learned from it? So I kind of wanted to turn the question back to you.
Yeah.
And ask you, you know, when has been a time you've had pain where you've learned something?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's so interesting, because I think there's so many times in our lives, I can just reflect on my own life, when I've had a painful experience, and then for some ridiculous reason, I chose to go through that painful experience again, and I didn't learn from it. in my talk, I talk about whittling a stick and cutting my finger. You know, I can tell you that I haven't cut my finger only one time, and it should have really only been one time that I cut my finger. I've learned so many things from pain. One of the things I've learned is not to procrastinate and not to be lazy. Those things have caused great pain in my own life when something that's urgent becomes a crisis because I chose not to address it. That becomes painful and very stressful. So pain in that larger sense of stress and anxiety and anything that's a crisis, you know, a lot of the, and when I look at my own life, I would say the majority of crises in my own life were caused by me. And I've learned to stop doing that. I wish I could say I've learned to stop doing that perfectly. But I'm still human and I still make mistakes. But I've definitely made some very good changes that keep many of those things away and live a much more peaceful life and much better for me and my family and that progress that naturally occurs through life. Mm-hmm. So I've learned a lot. I could give you a lot of specific examples with the seven brothers I grew up with. We made lots of mistakes and caused a lot of physical pain to each other, sometimes very unwittingly and sometimes on purpose. But learned many things not to do in life, too, from pain.
So you kind of mentioned something that I also think a lot of college students have problems with, procrastination. Do you have any advice for those procrastinators causing themselves pain out there?
You know, absolutely. It may sound simple, but just do it. Just get it done. You know, I look at my life. I think it's so funny the things that I do when I'm most stressed. When I'm most stressed, sometimes I'll do the most inefficient thing. So instead of addressing whatever that thing is that needs to be done, I'm cleaning out the garage or something random, and I'm like, what am I doing? You know, I think really. Being honest with yourself and just starting whatever that is, the thing that you're saying, oh, I just got to avoid this. I'm just going to watch one more Netflix, you know, just one more to avoid this. I think just do it. Just start doing it. Don't be overwhelmed by the whole task. Take it one piece at a time and say, okay, I'm just going to do, maybe I'll do it for 15 minutes. Maybe I'll start working on this thing for a half hour. And what usually happens with me is I'll start working on it, and I realize immediately that it's not so bad and I can do it, you know, like a huge paper. You think, how am I going to do it? Oh, you know, it's so painful to even think about starting. I don't even know what to write about. You know what you do? You just start writing. You just start literally pushing the keys and start writing something. And then it comes. It comes. It never will come if you keep watching Netflix. Just
so
know
true.
That from personal experience.
Yes. So what do you hope that people take away from your devotional?
You know, I think the most important thing is the thing that's most profound to me in my own life is that we have literally a person who knows every pain. He knows every pain that I've gone through. He knows the afflictions I've gone through. And that pain isn't just physical, but all the different kinds of pain that we'll experience and anxiety, the stresses, feeling absolutely hopeless. That Jesus knows every piece of that. And because of that, he knows exactly what we need at exactly the right time. And sometimes we have to wait for that. And sometimes we have to really search for that. But it comes. And I think that's the most important thing, is listen to that pain and then seek after the Savior. And he can make it so much better. And he can get you through it, even if it doesn't fix everything. And a lot of times he lets us still struggle, and it's not solved maybe the way we want it to be solved. But we can do it. And he gives us just enough grace to get through that. And that is such a wonderful gift. That is the gift of the Savior, to be able to get us through those things.
Well, thank you so much. That's Daryl Higgins.